From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Donald Trump Jr. released emails on Twitter that indicated an interest in obtaining damaging information about Hillary Clinton from a Russian source during the 2016 presidential election. Republican Senator Susan Collins serves on the Intelligence Committee in the Senate.
The emails deserve a thorough investigation. I believe that the committee should interview Donald Trump Jr. as well as everyone else.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the emails do not establish that any actual information passed between Russia and the Trump campaign. The United States and Qatar have signed a memorandum of understanding for Doha to take steps to curb terrorism financing. State Department spokeswoman Heather Neuer told reporters details were still emerging.
Some of the details, I understand, are still being worked out at this hour. The secretary was pleased to be able to announce that piece of work today.
The U.S. is concerned the Gulf dispute could hurt its military and counterterrorism operations and enhance Iran's influence in the region. Qatar hosts the largest U.S. military facility in the Middle East, which aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition used to launch attacks against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. The commander of coalition air forces in Iraq says he hopes Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is deader than a doornail, but cautioned, regardless of whether the terrorist leader is alive or dead, and said the fight to reclaim all of Iraq from the group's grip is far from over. For additional information updated throughout the day and for instantaneous updates, be sure to follow VOA News on social media platforms like Facebook or Twitter. This is VOA News. Global anti-Islamic State coalition leaders are meeting in Washington this week to explore ways to further intensify pressure on the Islamic State militant group. The U.S. State Department is hosting the gathering, and spokesperson Heather Neuert outlined the objectives.
The coalition's working groups on stabilization support, counterfinance, foreign terror fighters, and counter-messaging are convening to evaluate the progress and also discuss how to build upon momentum that are achieved in each of those areas.
The United States announced last week it would provide an additional $150 million to help stabilize Iraq after Islamic State militants are driven out. Ikaika Kong, a sergeant first class in the U.S. Army, made an initial appearance Monday in federal court in Honolulu. Paul Delacorte, the FBI special agent in charge of Hawaii, said he was arrested on Saturday on terrorism charges.
Kang was arrested by FBI SWAT based on probable cause that he had committed material support to terrorism because he had sworn to bayat and because he had shown an increased inclination to violence.
Kang pledged his allegiance to the Islamic State group, helped purchase a drone for it to use against American forces, and said he wanted to use his rifle to kill a bunch of people, according to an FBI affidavit. Delacorte said Kang gave military documents to people he believed would give them to Islamic State, but none of the documents got to the organization. Delacorte also told reporters the FBI believed Kang was a lone actor and wasn't affiliated with anyone who poses a threat. The International Olympic Committee Tuesday has decided to award the 2024 and 2028 Summer Olympic Games in the same session, and a move that would effectively guarantee that Paris and Los Angeles will be the winners. The two cities have been lobbying heavily to host the international sporting event. The French capital last hosted the Games in 1924, while Los Angeles did so back in 1984. The winning bids will be announced in September in Lima, Peru. The Olympic movement has had trouble attracting positive prospective hosts because of the amount of money involved in hosting the Games. Brazilian opposition senators staged a sit-in for several hours Tuesday, preventing a decisive vote on labor law changes that are crucial to part of President Michel Temer's economic agenda. Senate President Inuncio Oliveira responded by ordering the power and microphones cut off and then adjourned the session. That led to hours of negotiations behind the scenes while the insurgents remained on the chamber in the standoff that continued into the evening. For in-depth coverage to these stories and more, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.